Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, happy Friday to you, Al. It is Friday like a mug, thanks to G-Fish on Twitter. We've been doing that for a while now. How you feeling?
Friday like a mug. Friday like a mug. Absolutely. I'm feeling good. Feeling good. Yeah, we're. I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
For what exactly?
I'm ready for a week from tomorrow.
Oh, you are?
I think.
Okay, go on.
We did probably a solid, what, 2 to about close to 3:30 yesterday. We went hard to the hoop for a good... What'd you think?
I thought you said you played for 2.5 or 3 hours.
Oh, no. There is a, I'm going to say this as nice as possible. There's a boredom that sets in.
Oh, sure. Quickly.
First hour.
Boredom? What do you mean boredom?
First hour, you feel like it's action, and the way we did it yesterday, so we kind of rotated.
You're talking about pickleball, right?
Pickleball, right?
Okay.
Played a game with Yates yesterday, played a game with Ron yesterday, played a game with Burke. We're just kind of rotating.
You did ones?
We did twos, but we rotated.
Exactly.
Yeah,
got
exactly.
It. Got it.
But do that for an hour, it gets a little, there's some boredom that kind of starts to set in.
You improving?
Yeah, I think I am.
Good.
I think a lot of ping pong slice shots are coming in.
Okay.
Able to kind of pick and choose where I'm going to hit the ball, where I'm awful at, and where you're going to have to completely take over. I'm not good up towards the net. I don't know when to go up there. I feel like...
As soon as you can, right? Like, is it as simple
supposedly,
as that?
Supposedly.
No,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not.
You're supposed to.
Well, you're supposed to, but remember when I played with Alan 2 weeks ago, we were better when we stayed back.
Okay, but better is, I guess, a relative term. Like, better is in getting the ball back in, or better is in scoring points?
So
scoring points.
Okay.
But I think that's because... We have a lot more time to think.
Yeah.
You're not close towards the net.
At the net.
At the net, it's just my brain has not calculated how fast everything's going. So I do agree. I'm better back, but my thought process is if T-Raj goes up closer to the kitchen and I kind of take a little step back, whatever you can't get to or is it?
Okay, cool. And if I don't get it, you try to clean it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of the thought
that works for me. We'll try to workshop a little of this on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you rank those guys that you played with? So you, Burke, Ron, Yates.
Okay.
I'm assuming Ron is the best of the four.
Yeah, I would assume that. I'm not that far off from Ron.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good.
I'm not that far off. Yeah.
He plays all the time.
And Ron is good unless he was taking it easy on us. That could have been it. Maybe he was taking it easy.
He was playing down to the level of competition?
Could have been playing down to the level of competition.
Okay.
I put myself second in that group.
Who were the other? Yates and Matt.
Burke.
Ooh, yeah. Yates going to be mad.
No, I don't think he'll be mad. I think he...
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
I think he would agree, I think. Okay, and then after that, I'm probably going to go Burke because he's just so big.
Yeah.
He's so big, so he gets up to front.
Not a lot of room to get past him.
Yeah. Like, if you're saying, hey, pick one of these two guys, I think going with the bigger guy is a better strategy.
Okay. Well,
so you think Yates was the worst of the four?
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard, too. If you're listening, Clinton.
Yeah, really? He is. When I say that, Berg, it's like, not only is that what I heard, it's the only thing I heard.
That's all I wanted in that situation, too, was where was Yates amongst the four?
Well, I didn't say he was fourth. I just didn't say he was top three.
Exactly right.
Well, that's good.
We had
a really good time.
I think
we spent more time after we just randomly ended up at Stone in Pasadena. The Stone Brewing.
Oh, I didn't know there was one there.
There's one right kind of in the heart. And why don't we play pickleball more often at 2 o'clock and go get a beer at 3:30?
On a Thursday afternoon, right?
Go get a beer at 3:30.
Not a bad
way to do it. It was good time.
Good. I'm excited. Hopefully we can work out a little bit of a system, for lack of a better word, on Monday when we finally get out there together for the first time. So we'll see. We will see.
I agree with you. Let me tell you why. No, Monday's going to happen.
Not that it's going to happen, but that we'll figure something out.
I think we will. I just don't know how everybody else is. right? So, like, I don't have an idea. I think you and I will be able to hold our own.
Yeah.
I really do. I think we'll be able to hold our own.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm not terribly optimistic, but I certainly hope so. That's very, very good news. You heard Berg. He's with us today. Emily is, she might get Gilligan's Island, by the way, that on her way to Catalina, the little three-hour tour, she may get stranded on some island behind Catalina and we never see her again, because she, of course, picks the weekend to go to Catalina when the storms roll in all over again. Hopefully she's there safe and sound, but Catalina and during a rainstorm doesn't sound like the greatest
only time
thing in
I want to go. It's the only time I want to go. I want to be on an island where it's pouring rain outside.
Yeah, maybe she'll be building a coconut radio like the professor, or living in some bamboo shack like the professor.
I think I already have your no, but you tried going out when you had your golf. You didn't. I mean, I guess you stayed. You said basically indoor for the first what
day and a half.
Okay, day and a half. Because if it's raining and I'm in Catalina,
I'm coming home.
I'm still going to try to do everything I was going to do.
See, here's the difference with me.
Get a rain jacket on.
Catalina
and
is an hour away from home, right?
Yeah.
Get back on the boat, come home, try it another time. Where I was an hour and a half from the nearest airport and then three flights to get home.
No.
There was nowhere to go. We were in. Like, Catalina's like going to Long Beach. You can get there in an hour. No matter where you are, you can get there in an hour.
What you wouldn't have to deal with is this simple, you just wouldn't go. You wouldn't get on the ferry to get there.
That's a good point.
The weather, you're looking at the weather when you're outside. You're like, okay, well, I'm not making a decision now.
So she had a friend come in from out of town, right?
Yeah.
She has a friend in from out of town, mm-hmm. and they had this Catalina trip planned. She takes today off, cool. But at this point, you wake up, you look at the four. It's going to rain all day today. Mm-hmm. It's going to rain into tomorrow, right? At some point, don't you go, you just want to pick something else? let's stay here as opposed to going to an island an hour off the coast.
I mean, do you want to be on a boat in the middle of a rainstorm?
I don't want to be on a boat, end of sentence. But
do you get ocean sick?
No.
Seasick?
No, it's not that.
I've got that. On my way to Catalina.
I'm sure if I was out there and the sea was, you know, bucking up and down, that would be just, but just on a cruise to Catalina, I don't get seasick. No, it's not that. Catalina's fine.
There's some fun stuff there. There's like buffalo on Catalina.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
How many hours do you want to go there? Stare at the buffalo?
Okay, do you know the story behind that?
That's my point.
There is a story behind it. I've heard it before. I don't remember.
It's the Wrigley's.
The Wrigley's put buffalo on the Catalina?
They owned the entire island of Catalina.
They owned the entire island, and they still basically what? They gave up 98% of the island to, you can't build on, you can't do anything with. But I think the story of the buffalo farm, I thought they did a movie on the island back in like the 20s, the 30s, whatever. They used the buffalo, and then they left them there, and then they just flourished on the island.
There's a random little sports thing about Catalina. The Chicago Cubs used to hold spring training on Catalina Island.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that anymore?
Seems to be fairly inconvenient to find opponents. Marlins to make a road trip out to Catalina to play a spring training game. The Dodgers will go.
They're close.
The Dodgers were in Florida.
The Angels would probably be the closest, right?
Angels at that point, I think, were important. The Angels. I think when the Cubs were in Catalina, the Angels didn't even exist.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those
situations. Bomber should have built his Intuit Dome on Catalina.
Pretty baller. Like, you could ferry everybody to the game every night. That would be pretty fun. It would be fun once. After that, it's like, I'm not going.
Tip off's at 12:30 on a Sunday. You want to head out to Catalina? No.
Take a golf cart to the game.
That would be fun.
It'd be fun, but what if you have season tickets? Like, what are you gonna?
Got to move to Catalina.
You'd have your own boat. You'd have to buy a boat, and then you'd go out there all.
Are you a Catalina person?
I've been one time in my life.
So that means no, you're
right.
Not. If you were, you
it was fun when I was there
once.
When I was like eight.
It was so great. You haven't gone back in the last 30 years?
Never gone back.
Yeah, it must be awesome.
It was never thought of, like, I want to go.
I've been one time. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like it.
I went jet skiing, went kayaking, went mountain biking.
Good for some outdoor activities.
How many times have you been?
I've probably been 7-8 times.
Oh, you go a lot.
Like
so Al, I believe, when Alan says he likes it, I believe him because he returns.
Yes.
You've been once. I've been once. Berg's been once.
I heard the ferry is free on your birthday.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not, though.
It's like Denny's. You could get a Grand Slam, and you can go to Catalina for free on your birthday.
How many people do you think are just sitting in front of that ferry? It's my birthday. They had like four beers. Like, what are you doing? It was a month ago, okay? Look, get on the damn ferry and let's keep it moving.
It was your birthday yesterday too, sir.
Why is that the thing that you want to get on your, like, you know, I'm going to wait to go on my birthday. I think there's like 9,000 things I'd rather do.
It's better than a Grand Slam.
Is it? A boat ride out to some place where you stand and look at each other
Travis
for 5 minutes?
Like, it's worth whatever more. You're trying to sell, Trav, yeah. He's not buying it. He's taking the Grand Slam over Catalina any day of the week.
100 times out of 100. Then I don't have to get on a boat. I don't have to stand up there and wait for the boat to take me back. You can have Catalina. It's fine.
We should get an update.
We all know what it means.
We should get an update from Emily.
Text her. Okay. Well, first of all, see if she went. She may have decided not to. She should go.
Between all of us, I think she went.
So if she went.
I think you're right.
I think she would have gone.
If she didn't go, she should be sitting right here.
No.
No. I'm just kidding. Absolutely
hell
not.
No. If I have the day off, if what I had planned blows up, I'm taking the day
text
off.
Text her, say, hey, it's raining, you should be here.
There are shows to watch.
Have a great day.
there are shows to watch.
You have a job.
She's going to come back, watch 6 new series. We got reined in Catalina, and we knocked out all of
you think she needs to get reined in to go watch 6 new series?
Well, I'm just saying it may even like juice it a little bit. If she normally watched like 2 new series, yeah. Maybe we'll get 4.
Finish Your Honor last night.
You're
first
done.
Season, done.
Done. You liked it.
Wow. So let me, I have a question for that. So,
really good show.
Yeah, really good show. I haven't watched it yet. I hear it's great.
Look, by the way, that's the type of details I want to share with people who have not watched the show, is to just say the least amount possible.
But I heard, what I've heard is it should have stayed one season. It had a great ending, and it should have stopped right
there. As somebody who has not watched 1 second of season 2, I am not yet ready to make a determination on that.
Even though you liked the first one as much as you did, you're not 100% sold? And
No, what
again?
I'm saying is the people who are saying they should have stopped at season 1... I don't want to say they should have stopped at season 1 because I haven't seen any part of season 2 yet.
But like, would you have been happy if it just would have stopped right there?
No, I'm fine.
You need more.
I'm fine with more. Now, I don't know what the storyline is for season 2, so I might tell you after watching 5 episodes they shouldn't have done it.
Well, I was going to say, okay, let's say you start it, and the buzz out there is, 1 was great, 2 is kind of
I hate that's in the...
If you get into the first episode, you're like, that wasn't great. Give it a second one, you're like, yeah, that's not good. Do you punt and just move on, or do you muscle through to the end just because?
I think it just changes everything. So now I'm not going to try to watch 2 episodes in a night. Now it's like, hey, If a week goes by and I don't watch it, that's okay.
Then you're done.
But I'll eventually get to episode 3. Yeah.
I punt quick. I'm like, if it's not
even
good,
if
it's
even
not
if you got one season in, because one season's a lot.
If one season was, for instance,
10 episodes,
the Wire, right? The season 2 of The Wire, as it came out, the one where they do it on the docks, that was the one. Oh, this one sucks. I liked it. Mm-hmm. So when I was going through it and the season 2 started, I'm like, I don't know why everybody hates it. Like, sure, you want to see Omar and you want to see the Barksdales, and they're really not in season 2.
Yeah.
But it was a compelling story to me, so I muscled through it. But if I didn't like it after 2 or 3, I would have punted. I would have bounced.
You also sold me a little bit on it's heavy. The MH370.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I mean, it's about a 777 disappearing into thin air.
But
it's heavy.
I guess I also, some of that video I did not know. So heavy.
No,
I actually did not finish the first episode.
No, nor did I. Yeah. I went over to I finished Chris Rock last night. It gets better at the end, Burke. You should go back and
watch
muscle
the
through to the end of it.
I didn't even get to the Will Smith stuff.
The second half is better than the first half.
Okay,
the second half is better.
That's fair. When I start watching shows, if I'm out of it, I'll let it sit in the background. But I'm going to be on my phone.
Yeah,
it'll be on there.
You know when it's
I'm out,
dying
though.
Down.
Yeah,
100%.
Right,
100%.
All of a sudden, you're just thinking, like, so what time's the pre tomorrow?
Exactly. Right?
It's like, that's not good.
The second you start thinking, what else is on? That's when it's time to turn the channel along the way. Sean McVay was talking, and I'm more confused than ever. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
I thought you were going to the bathroom again. Toilets!
I was in the toilet. Can Taylor play toilet for himself?
Technical difficulties. No big deal. This is not good for M. This is from El Plebe 77.
Okay.
Trav, last year my girlfriend and I tried to get to Catalina for my birthday around this time of year, and it was also raining really bad. The ferry was slammed so bad. The captain turned it around, and we came back. Not sure the boat would have made it there. That's a little disorienting. That to the point where you'd have to, like, if the captain of the ship says, you know what, we're turning back and going back in, that's when you start to look where the life vests are and figure it out from that. Would be terrifying.
Yeah, there's nothing, and I'm going to use as an example, I don't know if this is the best example, but just think about you're getting on a plane and it takes off and it's like, yeah, we got to go back. I don't know what to tell you there.
No.
I don't know what to tell you what's going to go through my mind.
Have I told you this story when
any churn on a plane? Like the plane has to turn.
You know, a sharp turn especially, right?
You don't have to be sharp. Take your time, just a normal churn. I'm like, something's wrong. Like, no, we literally, we have a like flight path. Yeah. We want to make sure we go out this way, but then we get back on the path. I'm like, something's wrong. Someone's not telling me something.
It's fairly scary to be sure. I was, gosh, I don't know.
Hold it a secret.
7 or 8, right? We're flying back from L.A. to Phoenix. I was living in Phoenix at the time. And I think we were coming home for Christmas to see my grandmother or whatever. And in the winter in Arizona, occasionally you get like monsoons, which are really powerful storms that last a relatively short period of time.
Okay.
But there's lightning, heavy winds. Like they hit really hard, but they only last 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay.
So we're coming in to Phoenix. And it's in the middle of one of these events that's taking place. There's lightning, there's wind, and the plane's descending, and the thing's bucking around. It's just up, down, side to side, and that whole thing.
Yep.
I'm 8 years old, so I don't even know to be scared. But I can tell that my mom is very frightened by what's going on. Plane's coming down to the point where you can see the lights on the runway out of the side of the window. Like, we're, I don't know how high, maybe 10 or 20 feet off. The pilot yanks the plane, pulls back up into the air and starts climbing again. Okay, so everybody's freaking out now, and the guy's like, the winds are too severe, we're just gonna circle for a while for this thing to go away. They usually last 15-20 minutes, hour tops, so we're gonna wait until it's safer to try to land this plane. Well, for whatever reason, the storm does not let up. We're going around and around and around and around. And finally, he's like, listen, we are getting low on fuel. We're going to attempt to land.
We're in Paris.
We go down again. Not quite as low this time, but the descent starts, and it's not happening. So he comes back up a second time. And it's like, this is getting, a flight from LA to Phoenix should take about an hour. We've been on this plane for about 3 at this point, because it's circling.
Oh my gosh.
Finally, they're like, we're going to go land, I believe it's March Air Force Base, which is out in the desert in the middle of Arizona.
Wow.
And it's like, the weather is good out there, we're going to go land. We landed in the middle of March Air Force, but what's at an Air Force Base? Not an airport, not like a jetway, not even stairs to get people off the plane. So because it's an Air Force base, like a commercial airport.
Mm-hmm.
Sat on the plane for what, I don't know how long, it was, felt like forever. It was maybe another hour or so.
They refueled.
Go back up, finally land in Phoenix.
Wow.
Scariest flight. And to this day, I still don't like flying because, again, I was 8 or 9 or whatever it was. I didn't know how scary that actually was until, as an adult, you start thinking, like, going, yeah, that was not good.
Oh, no, I get I'm with you. Anything that doesn't go as planned, I'll get into my own head on a plane. If they're late 15 minutes of bringing out just the Diet Cokes and the water, I'm like, there's something wrong, guys. The engine, there's something wrong. No, they're fine, Al. They're just restocking. They had a flight before.
Berg, you got an update for us?
I have an update from Emily. She has gotten back to me. She said, I said, hey, it's raining. We need an update. Are you going still? She said, yes, of course. We paid for a hotel, and my friend had been hiking for the past week, and I was meeting her there. But we were able to check in early, and it's just drizzling, not raining badly, and it's still really pretty to me. They even have free Illy coffee.
Good for her. I'm glad she's having a
good time. The Illy coffee.
Yeah, wait for your birthday. Get out there for free. Here's what you do. You get up early in the morning. You grab yourself a Grand Slam. You go down to the dock. Ooh. You get on the ferry for free. Go over there. Load up on caffeine. Yep. And then come back. And then have
every restaurant there at Catalina if they do anything for birthdays.
They stopped the free birthday thing 6 years ago.
Well, then that screws up everything.
You're out of luck.
I was going to go over there
that, bro?
Just for the coffee and then come back here and do my job.
You know how many people lined up at Catalina this morning because of what you just said?
The traffic jam at the Dana Point freaking Catalina Express outlet. All right. Sean McVay was talking this morning and talked about a bunch of different things about whether or not they're in on Robert Woods and Odell Beckham Jr. and how they're going to lean on some, you know, more in-house guys than out-of-house guys and all of the things that we've talked about with the Rams. The thing I want to start with, Al, is he basically said the question was asked, like, you know, obviously you were debating whether or not you're coming back, and you are, and what does the future hold for you and the organization, right? And I'm paraphrasing all this stuff. But he basically said, look, I want to put this to bed. I don't want this to be a conversation every year. I don't want this to be something that we have to go through every year. I am here for the foreseeable future. I plan on being the coach of the Rams. This is not just a year-to-year thing. I plan on being here. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad he said that. I think it needed to be said, but it doesn't go away. It doesn't, for 2 years in a row, after the best season you could have, Super Bowl championship, after a terrible season, five wins, he's been looking across the room and at the TV booth or at the retirement booth or something. That just doesn't go away because you said, what if they have another bad season? Mm-hmm. What if they have a 5 or 6 win season again and it weighs on him the way that the last one did? This is going to be a topic around him whether he wants it to be or not.
I'm really committed to not having this become a story every year because I know that's probably something that people are asking or wondering. I don't believe him.
I'm with you.
I don't believe him. And by the way, that's no shade towards Sean McVay or anything. I just don't believe him because I don't think he's 100% from his headspace. It's not that he doesn't love the game. It's not that he's not committed to the game. It's not that he doesn't have passion for the game. I think there is just enough on the outside of questioning whether this is what he wants to do. Let me give you an example. If when he said it's 2 straight off seasons in a row, whether we did not know Sean McVay was going to come back and coach the Los Angeles Rams, okay? If he hypothetically said this last one, how long ago was it when we were still kind of waiting to hear whether he was going to come back or he wasn't?
So from the time the season ended and the story broke to the time he said, I'm coming back, was less than 2 weeks.
Okay, so I will say...
It might have been less than a week, frankly.
I think it was... I think that window was a lot smaller.
It might have been 3 or 4 days.
Okay,
now that I think about it.
Let's just say it was a week, 3 or 4 days. If you'd have told me today we haven't heard from Sean McVay and he had made a decision, guys, I had some real time to reflect. I don't want to be away from the game of football. This is not being able to go through those routines that I regularly get to do and all that stuff. 3 to 4 days is nothing. So I don't think he was away from it to really make a decision where I would feel and you would probably feel really confident that this isn't going to come up again. But it is what it is. I say that respectfully. I don't believe him, and it's not because I think he's lying or anything. It's just I think there's enough doubt there for 2 off seasons in a row. Would you be surprised? Here's the easiest way to answer it. In a year from now, if he's not sure if he wants to coach.
Not even a little.
Of course you want
it. This is bad for talk radio, but I agree with you completely. You're right. The speed in which the decision was made to return was real, and not only the speed, but the decision that was ultimately made, I think we all thought he was probably going to leave. I think we all thought he was likely to go do TV, sit on a beach, you know, do something. Do something other than be the head coach of the Rams.
Go to Catalina?
Go to Catalina.
I have no idea what that means.
And that's not what happened, that he did come back. I think you're right, because a couple of days away from something that's weighing on you, you're always going to feel a little bit better. But when all of the things that were triggering you in the first place are back in play, it's like, oh, right, this is what I didn't like the first time through. There's probably a better chance than not that they're going to have a tough season, right? I think it's more likely that they struggle than that they thrive. not impossible that they could thrive, but it seems less likely than unlikely. And if you go through it and you have Matthew Stafford, who we are told is going to be ready to go, but what if he's not? Jeez. What if he's healthy? What if all of the things that happened last year, what if half of them happen again? What if you're losing games that you think you should not be losing? That weighs heavy. And I've got a guy over here offering me at least as much as I'm making to coach, probably more.
Basically an open checkbook. What do you want?
With a lifestyle that comes with virtually no stress. And you're telling me that, nah, I'm not looking at that anymore? I'm with you. I don't buy it.
But that scenario would make more sense if he left for a year. And then you read some of these comments. He's like, okay, I did that.
It's not for me.
Yes. Yeah. Like if it was something of, it was itching at me for a couple years. I wanted to go try it. Yes, that paycheck was going to be as big as it was. But I tried it, and now I'm sitting in a position where it's not something that I want to do. That would make more sense. I don't know if you get the questions that you need answered in 3-4 days. Like what was going to happen there that it was going to, it happened so quick that part of me felt like, hey, I got to make a decision right now because I got to make sure that we're still putting together a football team. It wasn't based off of take as much time as you need.
Look, this is not a perfect comparison, but I think it's close enough. If you have a girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever, and they're constantly looking on the other side of the room, and they're thinking, I don't know if this relationship's really working out. I don't know if I'm feeling it the way I used to feel it. And then they come back and say, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm here forever. And then 6 months later, they do the exact same thing. And like, no, I feel good about this in a couple of days, and I'm just going to go away with my buddies for a few weekends. And you come back, you're like, no, I'm committed to this. You're like, are you really? It's like, okay, I hear you, but I'm going to need to see it more than anything else. I think that's where he is. He's looking across the room.
Does it change at all? Because let's say this year they have an average year again.
Likely.
But because the expectations are much different coming into this year, does that change his philosophy, his mind? Because he went from, we just won a Super Bowl, to this is the worst Super Bowl team since winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Winning a Super Bowl.
I think it matters a lot. Look, like anything else, if you wake up in the morning thinking, I'm going to have a great day, and you get out of bed and you kick the bedpost, you break your toenail open, it's bleeding all over you like this, and then there's everything that happened, you get in a car accident and your wife divorces you, like, I thought I was going to have a great day, and it makes everything worse. If you get up like, hey man, this is going to be a hard day, and everything just kind of goes okay, it's like, that's not so bad. Right? It's how you start, and right now I think the starting point is very different than it was a year ago. All right, that we'll come back to the Rams, because that's one part of it. The other part of it is, I don't know what they're actually planning on doing with their football players, which seems to complicate matters a little bit as well. The Lakers, they get D'Lo back tonight, Slee. What are our expectations? What does it look like? How much can he help? It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Apparently, you are not the only one that I soured on that on plane travel, because this is from Jason D. Says, yo, Trav, that plane doc, let's just say I'm not getting on a plane again anytime soon. That's from Jason. Yeah, look, those are not, if you're planning a trip, don't watch that.
Well, I'm
don't watch it.
Actually, I don't know this for you. I know you're watching this, but do you like documentaries? Like, do
very
you watch?
Much.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I will watch those. This one is a different type. That's it. Like the concept of what the hell happened to this freaking plane? That's one concept. The other side of it is there's people here.
It's bad guys.
There's or how about this? How about it's just the whole thing? There's families, there's this, and they're awful. Intertwining that so much. I'm like, hold up here.
It's really, really hard.
Does it give you anything? Like, does it actually tell you, like, hey, this
I'm
is
early
kinda...
in it. I don't have.
You've watched the whole thing, Trav.
I have not. I've not finished it. But it's one.
Does it give you, like this,
how long
this
is it?
Possibly.
Not that long.
But it's a few episodes,
yeah,
right?
Yes. Yeah. It's here's why it's as unsettling as it is.
I need resolution.
That's why it's unsettling. Mm-hmm. There isn't one. That's why it's a nope
sequel.
You can guess. You can have your theory. You can think that this one's more likely than that one. But
do they give you theories of like
a bunch
shot down?
There's a bunch. There's hijacked. Yep. There's the pilot did it. Mm-hmm. There's mechanical
pilot
error.
Turned off all the.
There's mm-hmm. one that has like where somebody like kind of cyberjacked it from a remote location and flew it remotely. There's a whole bunch of things going on in that are pretty scary. Big E says, as a kid, we'd go back to Mexico to visit family, and we're from a rural mountainous area. The last leg of the trip used to be in a Cessna through the mountains. 10-year-old me loved it, would scare the you-know-what out of me right now. Yeah, there's something about being a kid that where your own mortality is not really part of the mix, right? You don't think about dying as a kid.
Yep.
That only comes later. You don't even think, even
you
as
don't
a young
think of
adult.
Really danger.
No.
Right? Like danger is not in
Nothing
your mind.
Nothing bad's going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. Nothing bad's going to happen to my mom and dad. Like, I'm just going to see my grandma. Mm-hmm. And, that happens all the time.
I like how you said that. It took your mom's reaction to kind of.
I had no idea that it was dangerous.
It's a perfect example. Parents' reaction, a kid falls. Not bad, but he falls. And the parents freak out. What's a kid going to do?
Cry.
He's going to start crying.
Turn around like you didn't see it.
Kid's like, all right, I get up and I go. And that was a little bit of like your mom starts freaking out. You're like, well, I'm supposed to freak out.
I'm 51. I wish I could remember. I was probably 8. So this is 40 years ago at least, right? I remember her grabbing my hand and squeezing it really, really hard.
Oof.
Really, really hard to the point of like, mom, what's going on? And looking at her like, that's not what my mom looks like. Why does she have that look on her face? And I think my brother was sitting with my dad on the other side of the plane, and they're like, I don't know if my dad was scared or not. I don't remember him.
Where are my cookies?
It. Yeah. Like, yeah. When we get home, can I color? Do you have the coloring book? And I just, whatever it was, probably baseball cards or whatever it was, but it was scary. D'Angelo Russell expected to play tonight.
Yeah.
First time, over a week, right?
Six games.
Couple weeks almost.
Yeah, the first game they had from the All-Star break was against the Warriors. That's where he injured himself.
Sideline play, random.
Very, very kind of fluke injury, whatever the case is. Misses six straight games. He's been, it's funny, we talk about all the players, the roster is so much better, the trade deadline, this, that. He's the... I would call it the most important piece of all the players that they got, and we've seen him for 14 minutes, it seems like. Literally, it seems like we haven't seen him at all.
Yeah, we haven't. Mm-hmm. Now, it's so funny. Yesterday and today, I was optimistic about where they are because all of the indicators for the Lakers are pointed up, right? They're inside the line. They're only a couple of games out of being comfortably above the next line. Not comfortably, but above the next line.
Having a little cushion.
At least having a moment where, hey, listen, if we lost a couple of games in a row, we're not back in 13th place. The problem is, if they lose a couple in a row, they're back in 13th place. That's what's so weird about this. They are... in ninth place, they are one game ahead of the Portland Trail Blazers, who are in 13th place.
Yep.
Everybody's bunched together. Tonight's game matters a great deal. The game on Sunday against the Knicks matters a great deal. They're not in every game is a must win the way it was because everybody's bunched together.
Yeah.
But a bad week, Slee, takes this in another direction. A good week, and you can almost exhale for the last part of the season.
So I think they split the weekend. I don't think they're going to take both of these games.
Win tonight, lose on Sunday,
you know
most
what?
Likely. Knicks are playing really well.
Here's the problem is I can't tell you which game, and I can't tell you. I had a little bit of that last week where I was like, just split the weekend. They had Minnesota and Golden State. And I think for most Laker fans, we're not watching Raptor games every night. We're not watching Knicks
Speak
games
for yourself.
Every night. We're not watching.
What do you want to know?
Don't ask me that. If I got a Raptors game on, I might watch.
All I know is that Fred VanVleet does not like
the refs. What is it? Was it 20 or 30? 20.
20. It's fine.
Yeah.
It was 30.
He's 30 grand lighter because he said that a ref blanking sucked.
Did you hear the sound? Did you hear it?
I did. And it was funny because.
Do you have it there?
I can find it. Okay. We have it in the system.
It was great because he goes, look, I know I'm going to get fined. I don't care. Tonight, I forget the ref's name. Joe Blow was blanking terrible.
Yep.
30 grand to
can
get I, that off your
well,
chest?
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? And I heard it this. You mentioned it to me yesterday. I think I'd read a quote on or something like that. This morning, I listened to the entire thing, and I'm like, yeah, that was awesome.
It was great.
Was it 30 grand great? Yes.
Taylor's got it. You can make your own judgment.
I mean, I don't mind. I'll take a fine. I don't really care. I thought, you know, Ben Taylor was f***ing terrible tonight.
Yes.
I thought that most nights, you know, a couple other, you know, out of the three, there's one or two that just f***ed the game up. You know, and it's been like that a couple games in a row. Denver was tough, obviously. You come out tonight, you're competing pretty hard. The third quarter, I get a bullshit tech, changes the whole dynamic of the game, changes the whole flow of the game. And, you know, most of the refs are trying hard. I like a lot of the refs are trying hard. They're pretty fair. They communicate well. And then you got the other ones who just want to be d***ed and just kind of f***s the game up. Nobody's coming to see that. They come to see the players. And I think we're losing a little bit of the fabric of what the NBA is and was, and it's been disappointing this season. You can look up most of my texts this year have been with Ben Taylor officiating. So at a certain point as a player, you feel it's personal, and it's never a good place to be. That's not why we lost tonight. We got outplayed, but it definitely makes it tougher to overcome.
You know what the best thing about that quote is?
Yeah.
He was so calm and cool and collected and just dropping F-bombs. Like, this guy is doing this. This is what's happening. He was very straightforward about the whole thing.
He broke it down as if it was, here's the final possession of the game. And this is where we executed properly. This is where we didn't execute properly.
And then Ben Taylor's a jerk.
I love how honest he was. I know what you're saying. Hey, is that really worth 30 grand? He's making 84 mil. That's his contract.
Then maybe it is.
Masai Ujiri's probably like, I got 20. Let me put 20.
GoFundMe for Nick
Nurse's. I got five on it, so you're only left with a few thousand left, right? But I just love how honest he was, but calm, cool, and collected.
I don't disagree with your assessment. However, officials, referees, umpires, they're close-knit and they're vindictive. Okay?
Isn't that a problem, though?
Of course it is. But
that's
a separate issue. Mm-hmm. That it's one of these, oh, you and one of my, okay, yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. It's bad for him. I'm not saying I didn't think it was funny. I'm not saying he's even right or wrong.
You do if he feels like this is happening?
I don't know what the protocol is to try to, complain officially.
Yeah.
You maybe try to figure that out. If that doesn't work, I'm not saying at some point you don't lose your cool and spill your guts. Yeah. That happens. It's human nature. I don't have a problem with it. What I'm just saying is when you chirp at an umpire or you chirp at an official,
it doesn't typically benefit you.
Right? That now, okay, that ball that could go either way. Look, if I don't like you, I'm not looking to help you. Mm-hmm. If I know you don't like me, I'm not looking to help you. And if I have that moment where I just got a little bit of negativity about you, I'm going to swallow my whistle right here.
So Fred VanVleet,
it's a bad play.
So Fred VanVleet and Ben Foster are going to go the way of Ben Taylor are going to go the way of
Chris Paul
and
Scott Foster. Yeah.
Is Ben Taylor reffing tonight?
Tonight, I don't know. You'll have to.
Travis's point. That's going to happen tonight then, because he went after his dudes.
And it won't just have to be whatever the guy's name. Ben, what is it?
Ben Taylor.
I guarantee you, Ben Taylor has friends that are referees in that league.
And tonight we'll probably have it.
It's one of those. You want to pick a fight with me? All right, I got a lot of friends in this league. They're like a little gang almost.
So
you fight one, you fight them all.
The reason why I thought it was unique coming from him. Fred VanVleet is not somebody that you hear chirping often, right? If it was, just hypothetically, a guy like Dylan Brooks, who just got 16 technical fouls, had to be suspended a game. If it was a guy like Draymond, because let's say his history.
Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah. The fact Fred VanVleet came out of nowhere and you got that type of material, that's a good quote.
It's also a bad quote if you're a Raptors fan. It's a bad quote if you're trying to win games, if you care about the Toronto Raptors. Those guys have friends.
But I think he cares too much, as much as he can, which is why he was letting it all out. Yeah,
good. He better hope he or anybody that likes him.
We need Ben Taylor tonight.
You want him for the Lakers? Yeah, I loved it, but we'll see. We'll see. Scott Foster has a reputation to carry. Who was the bald guy that kicked?
I remember
Joey Crawford.
Yes,
Joey Crawford had, like, there are guys that carry grudges. There are.
Do you remember?
They exist.
Was he the guy that kicked Duncan out while he was on the bench?
Yeah, for smiling. For smiling. Again,
it might be one of the best breakdowns I've ever seen.
Joey Crawford was not the only vindictive referee ever to put on a uniform.
Yeah.
The referees in general have a certain thing that they like that stuff. Yeah. They want to.
Well, nobody cheers for a ref. That's they just I mean. Yell at a ref. Nobody says that ref was amazing today.
Look, I'm going to send you a video. There was a Jordan Poole the other night. Bounce passed a ball to a ref,
saw
and
it.
He teed him up.
Yep, saw it.
Teed him up. Bounce pass.
Here's the thing. The one thing with that players do it, they try to make it like it's not a big deal. I'm just giving it back to you. But they'll put either a little extra juice in it. They'll do something to let the ref know, like, I'm actually really frustrated.
Here's the thing, though. If you're Luka, if you're LeBron, if you're Kevin Durant, you can chirp it because the league can't fight Luka. They can't fight Kevin Durant or LeBron James. Those guys can – Fred VanVleet, they can all get together and go, watch this. And no one's really going to pay that much. You can exercise agendas against non-stars. They do it. They're human beings. Oh, you think it's bad now? Mm-hmm. Watch this. I'm telling you. That's how these guys operate. Well, all
that's,
referees.
That's what we're watching.
Worst.
We're watching for the refs to be upset
absolute
and tee
worst.
Up guys for a bounce pass.
Ask Slee coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
877-710-ESPN. If you'd like to get in on the phone for Ask Slee, one more time, 877-710-3776.
Ask Morales, too. I'll just answer for him.
You'll put yourself inside Chris's head and try to untangle that web.
You should absolutely do that sometime.
We've asked. He doesn't want to do it?
No. Where you act as if you're Morales.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's not bad. Or how about this? Morales just does it on a Wednesday.
Well, I mean,
you'd have to move it to a Tuesday for lit. Why don't you do that on a lit day?
We've asked. We've offered to accommodate him, and
here's the thing. No. I don't think we accommodate. I think we just tell him, hey, look, we're going to call you and reach out to you on this Wednesday, and we're just going
to
keep calling you until you answer.
I don't think that's
and then we'll go
out.
Straight to Amanda.
I appreciate the hustle, but I don't think
Amanda.
That's going to work.
Yeah, this guy under control.
I don't think that's how it's going to go. Crypto Ray batting lead off today. Trav leaves 710. The best part of this is the opening sentence, by the way. Trav leaves 710 to go become the host of The Bachelor. Yeah, good luck with that. But okay, the setup.
That sounds normal. Okay. I still don't see the angle here.
You get to choose anyone you want to host with. It can be someone from the station or anyone else from the outside. Who do you choose?
That's a good
Keep
question.
In mind, I'm on The Bachelor at this point.
I know.
Alternate universe.
All right, I'm going to go back to a show you used to have. And I'm going to go back to one of the best personalities, one of the nicest guys you can possibly meet. I loved me some Wiley. Marcellus Wiley was just the coolest dude in the world. On air, off air, it kind of just didn't matter. He could talk sports, he could talk BS. Marcellus is one of my favorite guys.
I'm offended.
Do you think you were in the running?
I thought I was hoping to be in the running.
No,
it didn't happen.
I don't
felt
think you
know
wanna,
that was a little sad.
I think Berg's doing his own thing. do anything with me?
I just hear like the Greg's internal monologue just going wah wah wah. Just like, damn.
God, Slee. I could feel it. I was like staring you down, being like, hey, Slee. I got something for you.
You're gonna. Yeah, I'm sorry, Burke. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Ivan in Monrovia. Slee, you can only pick one. You can have a prime Eddie Jones with this Laker roster.
Okay.
Or
ooh,
Woj lets you tweet a Woj bomb.
That's so good.
Woj bomb. Woj bomb. Woj bomb.
Okay, I got a couple questions. So if I tweet out the Woj bomb, if Woj is like, hey, just hit send.
You just...
Yeah, it's all he says, right?
Like it's his phone?
Yeah, he doesn't trust...
He just holds his phone up and you get to tap the button.
He doesn't trust anything else of me. And he says, all you have to do is just hit send. My only question is, do I get to put like Sliwa at the bottom? Like how will people know that I was somehow a part of it? Because if it's only Woj and I that know that I sent it out...
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. There's... Let's say the tweet says... According to Alan Sliwa and Woj,
oh, yeah.
Player X was traded to this team.
Eddie, I love you. Eddie, I love you. You're one of my favorite players out there. Man, could the Lakers use you. But do you know? I could gain 60 followers on Twitter.
Does it matter the degree? Like, let's say you're announcing the Kevin Durant to Phoenix trade. Okay,
yeah.
Big one. Or
it's a G League player that got promoted.
Or you're announcing that D'Angelo Russell is expected to play tonight. Just kind of a administrative one as opposed to a Woj bomb.
So it has to be a Woj bomb. It has to be a big thing. Because if not, then I need Eddie Jones to come play for this team because we're going to need their help. If it's big breaking news, I want that one. If it's this guy signing a 10-dayer,
right.
Toronto Raptors
mid-level.
Would we say these when we see like... Oh my gosh, Shams, you know, like during trade deadline or free agency, and you're like, oh my gosh, Shams just sent something out, or Woj just sent something out, and it's one of those that we're talking about. I'm like, Woj, not right now.
Yeah, I need
give that to the B person. Give that to somebody else.
Yeah, give that to somebody further down the food chain.
Not you.
He should be like his intern, and you could say, "Can I have that one? You can have the Durant one. Give me the Thomas Bryant to the Nuggets one. I'll do that one.
Take that one.
You do Kevin Durant.
That's a creative one.
Good one. That's a very good one. Coffee and Dodgers, right? If you had a superpower that can only be used once a day but resets at midnight, how often would you not use it thinking you'll have a better opportunity later in the day, or would you use it every day before breakfast?
Oh, knowing me 100% later in the day. I feel like as the day goes on for me, I like the latter part of the day more than the morning. That's me personally. So if I'm going to use some of those superpowers, I feel like I'm going to use them towards the end of the day. This is a stupid example, but I'm going to give you an example. If you're ever on a diet and you're like, all right, I'm holding myself. I'm having 1,500 calories a day, 2,000 calories, whatever the number is. I don't wake up in the morning and take down 1,200 of them. I'm like saving them as long as I possibly can. I think I'm saving the superpower till later.
This is like, this is the equivalent of the challenge in the NBA, right? You only get one. Do you use it in the second quarter on one that I'm pretty sure that they got that wrong, or do you hold it to the fourth quarter thinking this is the big one where I need it, but it never comes up?
Well, I was going to say, the problem is you end up using it with a minute left, knowing that you're going to be wrong, be like, well, I have it anyways.
Yeah, you'd be like, you'd be turning a red light green at 11:30 at night, like, whatever. I mean, I didn't use it today. As opposed to you're stuck in traffic at 8 o'clock in the morning and just like using your superpower to be at work, right? I think you got to do it when it comes up. Dirty Wizard, it's a good Twitter handle, writes, Slee, if you switched clothes with the last person you hugged, what would you be wearing?
I'm just trying to think if I hugged Yates yesterday when I said bye.
I'd be wearing Clinton's gear.
I'd be wearing Clinton's gear that he had at the pickleball court.
You didn't hug Lady Slee today?
Well, I did, but I actually was last night. But like, okay,
so you're wearing her PJs.
Yeah, but that was kind of like a a little bit more of a simple one. I'm going to hug her all the time.
But well, that's but I figured, the last but, person.
Right.
Yeah, but that's I figured question. If it was Yates, it might be a little bit more interesting that I'm wearing his clothes.
Oh, I'd rather. Yeah, I think it's more.
Yeah. I'm with Greg on this one.
All right, I'm wearing full pajamas, head to toe, whatever she's wearing.
I'm going to guess you'd be wearing Riley's clothes, right? Am I wrong, Greg?
Oh, well, I haven't seen her since Monday.
So. Okay. Did you hug last?
Who did I hug?
Who would you be wearing?
Who did I hug last? It would have been somebody like that. I just like, you know, dap up and you give them the.
Yeah, but see, that's like if you and Yates switch clothes, not that big a deal, right?
They'll be definitely tight on me. But yes,
yeah, who knows?
Yeah,
I don't know, but you're both men. You're both roughly the same age. It would look about right. Taylor, what about you?
I hugged my friend last night at the bar.
What was he wearing?
Or she? I don't remember what he's wearing. I don't really look at that.
I'd be wearing a tight Dana leather Hills pants. High school baseball uniform.
You guys didn't take a selfie when you guys hugged?
What would you be wearing, Trev?
Dana Hills High School baseball uniform.
Yep.
So that would be really small.
No, Michael's almost as big as I am.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a little thinner, so the pants might be a little tight, but the rest of it would fit reasonably well.
Well, we hugged. We hugged this morning. We hugged before every show.
Oh, you know what? Who I'd last hugged?
At 55.
A friend of mine stays with me sometimes with her and her husband and their baby stay with me. And they were over the other night, and I hugged the baby last. So I would be wearing a onesie.
Perfect.
I don't think that's great. That would
perfect.
Work so
that's
well.
Great.
John in Huntington Beach, this is a good one. Would you rather be blind, deaf, or mute for a year? This is super easy for me.
Deaf.
Deaf.
Yeah.
Why?
That's not going to help my occupation, but...
Assuming that you can do your work no matter what. In all three scenarios, you can continue your
I
work.
I think it's the best way that I can still communicate, right? Like blind, now I'm having to depend on somebody to do everything. So that right out the gate, it's like the closest thing that I could still be independent. And still find a way to communicate. And if I'm not talking to somebody, that's okay, right? Like, but I could see, I could still have the conversation. I'm going deaf.
Blind, I think, is the last one to pick, right? Because we're so visual as people. But I could not talk for a year. That's fine, because you can communicate without speaking. There's all sorts of nonverbal communication that you can get into. I can write things. I can text. You know, I don't have to talk to people to communicate with them. That seems like an easy one to me.
I think I'd probably get away with not talking more so.
Yeah.
I think people would enjoy that more.
And it would be one of those things when you go out, you're like, somebody's...
But I want to be deaf. I'm with Sliwa. Make me deaf. I like talking. I like speaking.
I think you could really sneak up on people, too. If you were a non-talker and you just kind of sat there and listened a lot, you'd learn a lot about a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
You meant like you scare somebody. Like you're just
No.
You'd
have a lot of information in there, I think, as well.
Oh, this is funny. Crypto Ray says, challenging Sliwa's hug answers exactly why he didn't choose him as co-host.
There you go.
That was the reason. Challenging you too much.
All right. Lakers tonight. Kevin Durant got a diagnosis that was mediocre. What does it do for the West? That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.